Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title real quick.
I am Seth Tillman. I am the producer and host of Signature Dish on WETA.
Yes, and it will be premiering on March 28th, Monday at 9:30 p.m. on WETA, you know, your local PBS station here. And it'll air what? I think it'll air all the way through May 9th-ish, something like May 2nd.
Yeah,
I think.
May 2nd. Yeah, we're going to take one break on April 4th and come back on April 11th at 9 o'clock, which will be the show's sort of permanent time. We're airing actually after the last episode of If You Lived Here, which is a real estate show on WETA, and which will actually end in Kensington and will start in Kensington. We're starting at 9:30, but starting April 11th, we'll be at 9 p.m. on Monday nights.
Great. And then, of course, you'll have like six or seven more episodes that'll come back in the fall TV season. But let's hit the first five for this spring batch that you're going to be running.
Sure.
Actually, before we do that, give me a little bit of an overview of Signature Dish. How'd the idea come about? Like, what's the general idea of highlighting local restaurants?
Yeah, I mean, so the idea is obviously DC has become, you know, the DC area, you know, is rich with wonderful restaurants, you know, great food. I grew up in this area, so I remember, you know, when that wasn't always the case, although maybe it was never quite as bad as people made it out to be. But, you know, there's just so many great places. And, you know, obviously, you know, most people love food. I'm certainly one of them. But, you know, food is just also an entryway to, you know, learn about all the great, you know, people and communities and, you know, people from different countries and, you know, different regions of the world that, you know, make up this area and this kind of tapestry of food we have here. So, you know, food is sort of the entryway to learn more about our, you know, our communities and our neighborhoods. And that's why we're exploring places that are, you know, all over the DMV.
Awesome. Well, without further ado, let's dive into some of the episodes because it's a huge hotbed for restaurants. And so I know a lot of local favorites are going to be highlighted that our listeners already love or hopefully want some they haven't even gone to. And this will inspire them to go see it. All right. So tell me about episode one, Cooking with Fire. Tell me what restaurants and dishes are featured in episode one.
Yeah, so we're kicking it off with an episode that's sort of centered around three places where wood is the not only the primary, but the only sort of, you know, fuel that they use. So we're kicking it off at a great pizzeria in Kensington, Maryland called Frankly Pizza. Their signature dish is called the Hot Mess. It's a white pie, actually. It's got, you know, bacon and jalapenos and caramelized onions, really just a wonderful, flavorful, spicy and sweet dish. Then we're going to go to Maidan, which is, you know, very popular restaurant in DC, Middle Eastern, kind of blending the food of the Middle East with food of North Africa and the Caucasus. Really an incredible spiced lamb shoulder that they prepare there over a giant open hearth. And then we're going to finish off in Riverdale Park, which is a little town close to Hyattsville in Prince George's County, with probably the best barbecue you'll find in all of the DC area. At a place called 250 Barbecue, and they make a dish there. It's a brisket made from Wagyu cattle, you know, specialty Japanese cattle breed, actually raised here in the U.S. And we get to experience the whole process from, you know, trimming and seasoning the Wagyu to it going in the smoker and tasting it at the table, and really just phenomenal dish.
And yeah, and you mentioned Maidan in there. I think that's how you say it. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's fine. I think actually on their website, they say it could be pronounced many different ways. I have heard Maidan plenty of times, but the owner refers to it as Maidan. So I'm sticking with that pronunciation.
Gotcha. Yeah, but I wanted to mention it. I believe they just got nominated for the James Beard Awards, you know, like the National Restaurant Awards. I believe they're up for one of the prizes.
I'll have to check because I know actually several of the chefs that we featured throughout this series are finalists for some James Beard Awards. I know Peter Chang, the chef who's going to be featured in our fourth episode. I know he's the finalist, I think, for Chef of the Year. I'll have to go back and check, but I believe Maidan might be in the running for one of the James Beard Awards.
All right, cool. And then 250 Texas Barbecue sounds delicious over sort of near the Hyattsville area. And then Frankly Pizza, a buddy of mine did a documentary called New Chefs on the Block about that. I think it was like an AFI Docs. Dustin, shout out Dustin Harrison Atlas. They looked at Frankly Pizza. It'll be cool to see them again here on PBS.
Yeah, Dustin Harrison Atlas also made a little bit of his footage available. So we actually show Frank building his pizza oven using footage that Dustin shot for his documentary, New Chefs on the Block. So yeah, we got that into the documentary as well. Great footage.
No way. We went to film school together at AU. That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Very cool. All right. Well, that's episode one. All right. And then episode two, it's the title of Southeast Asian Specialties. Where do we explore there?
So we start, this one's a little tougher. We start actually at Thummy, which I hate to say it was a terrific restaurant on H Street Northeast. Unfortunately closed after we wrapped production, a wonderful Burmese restaurant. You know, their signature dish there is called Ono Khao Sway. It was a coconut chicken noodle curry dish, just truly wonderful. The owners, mother and daughter team, did everything they could to keep the restaurant open through the pandemic, constantly pivoting, trying new things to sort of stay alive, you know, at a time where so many restaurants were struggling. We're very fortunate that many of the places we feature in the show, in fact, all of them except for Thummy, have found ways to remain open, you know, during these challenging times. But unfortunately, they weren't able to make it, but you'll still get a wonderful insight into the cuisine and the, you know, the culture of Burmese cuisine. And from there, we actually go up to Rockville to Kuyajaw's Lechon Belly, phenomenal a roasted pork belly dish. It's from an island in the Philippines called Cebu. This is kind of a regional specialty that's been brought to our area, which is great. And so that's a roasted pork belly dish. And then we finish it off actually way out in Centerville, Virginia, you know, which is kind of so far the longest journey that we've made for this show, Centerville, kind of well beyond the Beltway. It's a Malaysian restaurant. There aren't actually very many true Malaysian restaurants in our area. So we were very fortunate to get out there. And their signature dish is actually a fish head curry. It's called Yonya fish head curry. It's a sub-regional Malaysian cuisine, but you know, spicy and flavorful and a rich aromatic broth. So really excited about that one as well.
Great. So that's episode two. And then on Monday, April 18th, you come back with episode three, Caribbean favorites. Where do we go in this one?
Yeah, so we actually start in the Brightwood Park neighborhood. Actually, all three restaurants in this episode are within the District of Columbia. So excited to have one kind of DC focused episode. So we start in Brightwood Park at Andreen's Caribbean and Soul Food and try some, you know, real authentic Jamaican jerk chicken wings. We learn all about, you know, authentic Jamaican jerk seasoning. So we learn about the Scotch bonnet peppers, which are the key ingredient. So we start there. So after Andreen's, we're headed to La Famosa, which is in the Navy Yard. It's a Puerto Rican restaurant where the signature dish is a deep fried pork chop. It's called Chuleta Cancan. Really, really wonderful. And then we finish it at Cane, which is a Trinidadian restaurant in the H Street district. Apologies for that noise there.
Okay.
We finish it off at Cane, which is a Trinidadian restaurant on H Street. And their signature dish is a beef roti, but it kind of comes in its component parts stacked in what they call tiffin boxes. You get to mix and match some of this roti bread, which is slathered in butter. You get to mix it with, you know, beef curry or curried chickpeas, you know, mix it with condiments, find your perfect bite, get to eat with your hands, make kind of a mess. A lot of fun, really, really wonderful dish.
Sounds great. All right. And then episode four on April 25th, Masters of Spice. I love a good spicy dish. What do we explore here?
Yeah. No, this one's great. We actually go to three restaurants. And really this one, you know, none of these dishes are going to maybe like light your mouth on fire, but all three restaurants feature chefs who are just experts with various types of hot peppers and balancing the heat levels with, you know, just those really bold flavors. We started at Tip Cow. We have a Musam dish, which is a fermented pork belly that's sauteed with Thai chili peppers and other wonderful seasonings. And from there, we actually traveled to Pape, which is an Indian restaurant on 14th Street in the Logan Circle area. We're trying Jungly Lal Mas, which is a spicy red goat curry dish, very regional, specific to the state of Rajasthan in India. And then we finish at Q by Peter Chang in Bethesda, Maryland. Peter Chang, legendary local chef, master of Sichuan cooking, very spicy regional form of Chinese cooking. But the signature dish is actually a whole steamed fish that's covered with a fermented chili paste. I got to watch them prepare this paste. They make it with peppers they harvest once a year from upstate New York, and just a beautiful dish covered in these peppers and scallions and hot oils. And, you know, and just being able to meet Peter and work with him for this show was really, really a treat.
Awesome. Yeah. And Peter Chang of, again, we mentioned James Beard Awards earlier. He's nominated for a bunch this year too. So, great. All right. And then the fifth and final episode of this spring batch of episodes, is going to be on Monday, May 2nd. It's called West African Cuisine. Which restaurants?
Yeah, so we're actually going to three restaurants for this one. We're going to go to Monsakunda, which is a Gambian restaurant in Tacoma Park, near the Flower Avenue section of Tacoma Park. They have ebe, which is a sort of seafood dish, heavy on palm oil and a lot of interesting flavors, kind of a crab and shrimp-based dish. It's a street food back in Gambia, you know, but they prepare it in this really nice presentation, but you still get to eat with your hands and make a big mess. We're going to Apiu, which is a Ghanaian restaurant in Washington, D.C. And the dish there is called the, The dish there is called the Egusi stew. It's kind of a spinach dish made with ground melon seeds. And you can get any sort of meat you want. We actually have it with a goat in the dish. And the other restaurant that we're going to in this episode is called Chez Dior, and it's a Senegalese restaurant in Hyattsville on the sort of the main drag of Let me just get that right. I think it's Baltimore Avenue is the main street in Hyattsville. Yeah. So we're going to Chez Dior, which is a Senegalese restaurant right in the heart of Hyattsville. We're going to try Yassa chicken, which is kind of a signature Senegalese dish. And, you know, this is a great episode because not only are the dishes all wonderful, you know, so many people in this area know and love Ethiopian cuisine. I'm certainly one of them. A lot of people kind of assume that Ethiopian cuisine sort of showcases all of African cuisine, but there's a lot of other great, you know, West African, you know, dishes that are worth exploring. There are a lot of great West African restaurants that are worth exploring in this area too. So I was really glad to have an opportunity to showcase that in this episode.
Very, very cool. And then, as you mentioned, there's going to be, what, six or seven more episodes in the fall. So
the goal will be to come back probably, you know, September, October, sometime in there with seven more episodes for our first season.
Great. But these first five episodes have plenty of restaurants and suggestions and dishes that our listeners are going to love to check out. So thanks for joining us again. It is called Signature Dish. It's going to be premiering March 28th at 9:30 p.m. on WETA. And you can also, you know, see it on the WETA PBS apps and all sorts of places to watch it. So, hey, thanks so much for doing this. It sounds like a delicious little series here.
Thanks, Jason. Yeah, it's been a fun adventure, and I got to try a lot of great food and looking forward to trying a lot more.
All right. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Jason.